Hi everyone, this is Hannah, Luke, and Molly. This is your Captain Hannah speaking, and we are Awkward Children Incorporated. Thank you all for listening to our podcast. If you're not listening, we'll never forgive you. Also, just a side note, Natalie Mae Wong, your pillow is in my car. Please come and get that as soon as possible. Thank you.
My name is Nicobar. I live somewhere in Maine. I have empty walls, an empty room, and an empty self. How do they all do it? How do they all do it? My legs are shaking. I'm thinking too much. Deep breaths.
If I wasn't reading a scientific article or calculating a complicated math equation, I was doing chores. If I wasn't scrubbing dishes, sweeping floors, or weeding the garden, I was helping my parents with work. The hours between dusk and dawn were the only hours I had to myself. It was in these hours in which I would make up for all that time my parents had stolen from me.
Oh my effing G. Is that Clarissa Stevenson? Oh honey, last season's Prada does not do you any favors. RSC, did you know her family owns a series of high-end clothing stores? And yet she chooses to dress. Welcome to When the Squirrel Drops, Episode 1. Who the fuck is Edgar?
Whoa.
Oh, darling, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to run into you. RSC and I were just taking... We're just talking, and boom, you were just there.
No worries. Who is RSC, though? Sorry. It really wasn't a problem.
Well, you see, my newly found friend, RSC is a trusted companion and sidekick for all of half an hour now.
I still don't understand. I'm sorry. I just don't see who you are referring to. I should go now. I have to get going.
No, I haven't even introduced you. You see, this is RSC, my new best friend.
Oh, I'm starting to understand now. You like cups, is what you're telling me.
Red Solo cup, I fill you up. No, not like. Love. And wow, you are tall. How tall are you?
Well, I'm glad you love cups. Maybe I should get to know RSC sometime. And I guess somewhere around 6'1". At least, that's what someone told me once.
Wow, you're taller than me. You should get to know him now. You'll love him, I promise. Come on, let's go for a walk. I can't hear you over the music.
Oh, wow, okay. You have my arm now. We are going, I guess. So, why have you taken such a liking to RSC? Has he been treating you well? He seems to be a great conversationalist. How far are we going? I don't know this place really well. I haven't gotten out too much recently.
Oh, too many words. He's the bestest. Into the woods we go.
Oh, right. Sorry. Okay, let's see. Are you sure you could make it? Do you need help? Maybe I should hold your precious RSC?
Yes, that's perfect. Now you two can really bond. Also, I'm fine. I've been drunk before, thank you very much. Ow, okay. That was a tree. Wow, trees are like so solid.
Hi, RSC. My name is Nicobar. It's nice to meet you. I never got your friend's name there, though. Could you tell it to me? You know, RSC isn't great at answering my questions. And yes, I would have to agree. Trees are not soft.
Oh, ha ha ha, I'm silly. The name's Nancy. Nancy Lewis, at your service. Like 007 without the skill set? I'm more of a hugger. Also, Nicobar is too many letters, so I'm going to call you Nico.
Well, RSC, Nancy Lewis, it's a pleasure to meet the both of you. And sorry, Nancy, but I think RSC and I are strongly bonded. Oh, whoa, wait, did you see that light up there? Am I crazy? Is that a light in the distance? Maybe we should turn back now.
Thought that light was just a drunk thing. So no way are we turning back now. This story just got way more interesting.
I think I should turn back. I have to get back to my room. Wait. Oh, there it is again. I'm not crazy. Deep breaths. I'm not crazy.
Deep into the darkness, peering, long I stood there, wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before.
Am I crazy?
Well, if you're crazy, then I'm sober.
Hello? Is someone there?
Hi, new friend. This is Nico Barr, an RSC. I'm the Nancy Lewis of this group.
Edgar Allan Poe. Why the poem tonight?
Dead squirrel?
Nancy, can you take this one? I'm so lost.
It's so sad.
Okay, never mind. I'm sorry to ask you, Nancy. I've got it covered. So, there is a dead squirrel, which means you are rehearsing Poe.
I thought I'd give him a proper send-off, you know?
Oh, okay. I actually really appreciate that. Do you mind if Come on, Nancy. Come see? I don't think animals get quite the respect they deserve.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love it. What's its name?
And on that note, did we catch your name?
Arnica, or Ari for short. I didn't really get the chance to ask him before he, you know.
Well, perhaps we can name him after the poem you were reading. Edgar? And how should we bury him? I can't see shit, and my hands are a little shaky. I'm sorry, I'm not so much of a help.
Well, I mean, I got this lighter. It doesn't give off much light, but it's better than complete darkness.
Headache. Phone equals flashlight.
Wow. Truly brilliant, Nancy. I'll start digging.
Here, let me help.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna sit here and cheer you guys on.
Thanks for the support, Nancy. Okay, I think it is big enough to properly fit Edgar in. Arnica, will you do the honor of placing Edgar in his grave?
Of course. Do either of you guys want to say something before we cover him?
I don't know if you noticed, but Nancy is a little bit, you know, tipsy, so maybe we can leave her out of the prayer for now. Whenever you're ready!
Edgar, I didn't really know you well. I only met you a couple moments ago when you fell out of the tree, most likely due to a heart attack or maybe a stroke. I couldn't really tell with all the squirming, but I hope there are all the acorns that you could ever dream of up in that big oak tree in the sky.
You would have made a great scarf. I mean, not like Stella McCartney great, but still pretty great.
And this is why Nancy was supposed to stay quiet. Just kidding. You actually don't know how happy I am to be here with both of you strangers tonight. I hope that doesn't sound creepy.
No, it doesn't at all. I'm actually glad Edgar had more than one person to send him off. Even if some would have rathered him dead in the first place, it's still nice.
A little murdery, but also kind of sweet.
It's getting a little cold. Do both of you want to start heading back? I should probably get back to my room. It's been a while.
Yeah, also, I need an Advil. Also, Nico, I know you couldn't see it, but I gave you the middle finger, like, 5 times back there.
I deserve that.
Alright, everyone, let's go back to Nico's room for some of that Advil he promised me. Then we can all grab breakfast.
Oh, no. We can't go back to my room. Bad idea. I will get you the Advil. Let's meet somewhere for breakfast. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I know a great breakfast place in town. We can all meet up there after Nico stops acting strange.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Yeah, let's do that. That's great. That's lovely. What time and what's the name of the place again?
Wow, this is the most excitement I've heard from Arnica all night. But let's ask RSC. Where are we all meeting this evening?
I lost count of how many times I have looked out my parents' office.
Still in my car! Take the pillow back!